right when you need my love. Call me on my side. Hello, open language listeners. Welcome back. You are tuned in to an elementary lesson today. My name is Spencer.
And my name is Adam.
And we are talking about something that is very common to all of us.
That's right. We're talking about charging our phones.
That's right. Charging our cell phones. Today, we have a girl and a guy in our dialogue, Jane and Tony. And I think Jane is in need of charging her phone.
Sounds like it.
And Tony has a little something he can give to help her out. So let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue three times.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has two plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
Dialogue, second time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has two plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
Dialogue, third time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has two plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
All right, so we just listened to the dialogue three times, and today's dialogue kicked off with Jane saying, Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
Okay, so this question is exactly what a native speaker would say if they want to charge their phone, if they want to borrow a phone charger.
That's right. Phone chargers usually have two parts. One is the cable or the cord.
That's the long part.
Yeah, the long, skinny part. And the other is the plug.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Okay. So, you know, we could say cable here, but we could also say cord.
Mm-hmm.
We could also say charging cable.
Mm-hmm.
They're all okay, right?
Yeah, but we don't really say charging cable because the cable, people just know that is what it's used for.
Right, an iPhone cable.
Is used to charge the phone. It's also used for other things, but that's pretty much what it's used for. Okay, how about this by any chance?
Okay, so this is a really, really good way, a polite way to ask if somebody has something that you can use.
It's kind of like saying possibly or, you know, do you possibly have this? It's kind of like saying, could you help me by giving me this? Do you have it? This is our grammar point for today, right?
That's right.
Okay. In America, this is a very common thing to put in a question when you are at a restaurant.
Mm.
If you have a server, 服务员, and you want to sound polite with your server,
right.
You could say, could you by any chance bring me another glass of water?
Ah, that's right.
Mm. I'm sorry, this glass has a little crack in it. It's broken. Could you by any chance bring me another one?
Do you have the time by any chance?
Yeah, so it's just a very polite way of asking people a question.
Okay, so it sounds like Tony wants to help Jane, but there's a small problem.
He says, I've got an Android phone.
Okay, so she has an iPhone.
He has an Android phone. But he says, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Okay, so I do. Why is he saying I do?
Okay, it's a good question. He could just say, but I have this cable that works for both.
Mm.
But he says, but I do, and he kind of says it more like that, but I do have this cable that works for both. It's basically to 强调.
So emphasize.
Yeah. Even though he doesn't have the same phone that she does, he does have a cable that works for both of them.
Right, exactly.
So he can help her. All right, Tony, what a great guy. She says, wow, that's so neat.
Okay.
How does it work?
Neat.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, neat. Just means cool.
Awesome.
Can also mean clean.
It does mean clean, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, if something's neat, it's very clean.
And tidy.
Yeah, we say in order. Okay, so she wonders how it works. Very simple. It has two plugs.
Okay, so we said before that a charger has two parts, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. The cable and the plug.
The plugs. So we have arrived at plug.
Okay. So here, his charger or the cable has two plugs. And this word plug basically means, well, 插头, it can be a noun and a verb.
Okay, so that's right. So as the noun, it's just a plug.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, though, we do call both things plugs, right?
Mm.
The thing, the 头, the 插头, but also the 插座.
Oh, yeah, the plug, the outlet.
The outlet we also call a plug.
Yeah, it has two. You can call it a plug or you can call it an outlet.
Mm.
Yeah, the 插座 is, either way, the word plug is a noun and a verb.
Right.
And you plug in a plug.
That's right. You plug in a plug or you can also plug a plug into a plug.
Plug a plug into an outlet. Yes, so here, just take this plug and plug it on in.
Okay, and after you plug something in, you can also take it out.
Yeah, that's right.
But we don't really say take it out. We say
unplug it.
Unplug.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So after you plug something in and you're done using it, you just unplug it.
And you should unplug it because that helps to save
energy. That's right, that's right. Okay, cool. So Jane is very happy, but she says, it doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, okay. So that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. So charging, right, to get the energy that you need. Right?
Well, we were talking about the charger before, so that's what a charger does.
Yeah, it charges.
It charges.
Yeah, that's right. A charger charges.
So we were talking, you know, about charging phones.
Mm-hmm.
We could also say charge the battery.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Are there other things we can charge?
We can pretty much charge anything that uses electricity,
right? That's right. You can even recharge yourself, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you're very tired and you don't have a lot of energy, say, oh, wow, I'm so tired, maybe you should take a nap to recharge yourself.
Oh, okay. So this is interesting because when we add this R-E, the re, in front of charge, the meaning is still charge, but it kind of means like you are starting with nothing.
Yeah, you have no energy.
You have no energy
so
at all.
So you need to recharge to feel better.
Oh, it's almost like start again, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Spencer, there's one thing that I have gotten used to in China.
And what's that?
Which is adding money to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back home, I didn't really do that. I would just use my credit card.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people tell me that I'm charging my phone when I'm doing that.
Oh.
Like adding value.
Yeah, we don't really say that.
We don't really say charge or add value,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you might just say top up.
I'm topping up my phone.
Or, yeah, just putting money on my phone.
Just exactly. Putting money on my phone. Mm-hmm. I need to top up my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to use charge here, guys.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, just say top up or putting money on my phone. Okay, cool. So she's having problems here. It's not charging. So Tony suggests unplugging and plugging it back in. We mentioned these words before.
Interesting, though, he does say plug it back in again, which just is, you guys might think you want to say, you know, unplug it and then plug it again.
Mm-hmm.
But we do always add this back.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
With like a computer or a TV,
mm-hmm.
you turn it off
mm-hmm.
and then you turn it back on again.
That's right. It just means to do it again.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's still not working. Tony doesn't really know what's happening. But Jane says, it's okay. I still have some power left.
Okay, power.
Yeah, so she just needs to remember to bring her charger next time.
Oh, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Or just go to the store and pay, you know, 10 RMB,
yeah.
which we will talk about after. Yeah. We should mention now, Spencer, a lot of people want to say electricity here.
Mm.
Because this whole lesson we've been talking about, you know, charging, mm-hmm. electricity.
Mm-hmm.
But on a phone, you're not going to say, you know, I have no electricity left
mm-hmm.
or I have some electricity left.
Yeah, we just say I have no power left, or we might even say a little battery.
I think battery is okay.
I have some battery left.
Yeah, I got a little bit of battery.
It's kind of more colloquial. Also, might say juice.
Juice is, that came to my mind too.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a really colloquial way.
Yeah, oh, it's okay. I still got some juice
left. Some juice in there. And yeah, and this is, we almost always use that word just to talk about electricity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But also for yourself too, though. If you still have some energy, you say, wow, man, you know, you've been working hard all day. Don't you need a rest? Say, I still got some juice in me.
Still got some juice.
Yeah, still got some juice in me. Feeling okay. All right, cool. So we hope you guys still have some juice in you. Let's go ahead and listen to the dialogue 3 more times, and we will talk to you a bit more before we get out of here.
All right.
Dialogue first time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has 2 plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
Dialogue, second time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has 2 plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
Dialogue, third time.
Tony, do you have an iPhone cable with you by any chance?
I've got an Android phone, but I do have this cable that works for both.
Wow, that's so neat. How does it work?
It has 2 plugs. You just need to use the iPhone one. Here you go.
Thank you. It doesn't seem to be charging.
Oh, maybe try unplugging it and plugging it back in again.
It's still not working.
Let me take a look. Huh, strange. Not sure what's happening.
Well, it's okay. I still have some power left. Just need to remember to bring mine next time.
All right, so Jane just forgot to bring her charger to work today.
It's, you know, it sucks, that mm-hmm. situation. I have been there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you have been there. Mm-hmm. Our listeners have been there. Mm-hmm. Now, I did say one thing before the break that maybe I spoke too soon.
And what's that?
I said she should just go to the store.
Oh, and buy one?
Buy a cheap one.
Yeah, well, here in China, you do have that convenience.
So there's a type of product, and a lot of our listeners always want to know how to say a specific word, a Chinese word, in English.
And what's that Chinese word?
Oh, your Chinese is better.
What, shanzhai?
Yes, yes, yes. In English, we basically call this a knockoff.
Yeah, knockoff, a fake product.
It's a fake product, but usually if there's like a brand name, like Apple, mm-hmm. You would call it like a knockoff. It's an Apple knockoff.
Yeah, or, you know, counterfeit too, but...
Counterfeit is that sounds to me like what the government would say.
Yeah.
Like, we need to stop counterfeit goods.
Mm-hmm. But hey, if it works, why not, I guess?
I guess that's the thing. If it works, it works. However, I'm sure you guys have learned, just as I have learned, that sometimes these knockoffs really don't work.
Yeah, they don't work so well. They might work for a little bit, but then you have some problems with them. Oh, well, you get what you pay for, as we say.
Well said.
Yeah, so... to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson and found it extremely useful. If you have any questions or comments, as always, leave them here for us at Open Language, and we'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Late night when you need. For more English podcasts, stay tuned to 开言英语每天听。